Module 4, Common Marketing Types, Part 2. Marketing has gone beyond our usual run-of-the-mill methods. New technologies and pathways for reaching out to the public are emerging every day. In this fast-paced and fast-moving society, our marketing tactics have to keep up with the times and be in tune with what the people are interested in. Using the same old methods of yore will only leave your company in the dust while your competitors race ahead into the future. Guerrilla marketing. Guerrilla marketing is a type of marketing that utilizes unconventional methods that are meant to wow the consumer. Common examples include flash mobs and billboard graffiti. Have you ever seen a sticky note mosaic on the side of a door or window, or sets of paw print decals on the floor leading up to a pet food store? One of the most famous guerrilla campaigns was for the Truth campaign that raised awareness against smoking and tobacco use. They had street displays with interactive ads and fun facts about tobacco, its addictive nature, and the deception of tobacco companies. These marketing tools are typically over-exaggerated and unconventional, and they appear in unexpected places. They are meant to create a unique visual perspective and engage the consumer's imagination. Although the displays or attractions appear large-scale, they have a low cost since they rely on time and imagination rather than money alone. They also require less manpower to run and can save on a number of costs in the marketing budget. On the downside, however, some people find guerrilla marketing tasteless and offensive. Examples of guerrilla marketing: PR, public stunts or acts, oversized posters or displays, product or prize giveaways on public streets, interactive billboards or advertisements. B2B marketing. B2B marketing, also known as business-to-business marketing, describes the type of marketing that occurs primarily between businesses, such as between manufacturers, retailers, or even suppliers. In business terms, B2B marketing is often greater than marketing to normal customers. This is because businesses secure pathways or networks with other businesses to help themselves. For example, a sushi restaurant can't stay in business without fish. But do they buy fish from your company or a competitor? B2B marketing can be a challenge because it does not always involve the typical methods of marketing for the public, such as television commercials or radio ads. A company is more likely to draw in business marketing when they make a more direct approach to their target. Therefore, a lot of B2B marketing is done through networking, face-to-face meetings, and live presentations. Examples of B2B marketing: direct calls or sales to other companies, promotional sales, special business offers or coupons, networking and social meetings. B2C marketing. B2C stands for business-to-customer marketing, which focuses primarily on marketing directly to customers and potential customers. The ultimate goal of B2C marketing is to turn the customer from a shopper to a purchaser who is willing to invest in the company. These marketing tactics usually include direct methods that attract customers in the moment, such as store vouchers or sale discounts. Many companies use B2C marketing to help build loyalty programs. For example, they offer customers coupons or purchase rewards for continuing to buy from them. While this type of marketing will bring in many customers, it can be difficult to maintain if the company does not keep up with the competition, offering better rewards. Examples of B2C marketing: store coupons, display flyers, instant discounts, buying points or rewards. Promotional marketing. Similar to B2C marketing, promotional marketing is used to entice customers to make a decision quickly on the spur of the moment. Some of the most popular methods include contests in which customers can enter by making a purchase, such as a sweepstakes or giveaway. Although this type of marketing can seem short-term, the key is to link several promotions or campaigns together to lure customers in over time and keep them interested. Customers love taking a chance for a big prize, especially for things they would normally buy. They will be drawn to these rewards and incentives. Promotional marketing is another useful method of building customer loyalty. However, it is important not to make the timing too predictable, or customers will wait exclusively for the promotional marketing incentives to buy. Examples of promotional marketing: sweepstakes entries, cashback incentives, raffle tickets, chance for free gifts. Case study: the CEO of Happy Time Party has a small marketing budget but needs to expand the customer base. He asks his employees to use guerrilla marketing. His young employees think that a flash mob is the best solution and organize a time and place via Twitter and Facebook. The mob meets at noon in the parking lot that holds the company's storefront. They draw a crowd, and the flash mob makes the news. In some ways, the technique is a success. New customers are drawn to the fun-loving company. However, the company does lose a few customers who feel that the mob was inconsiderate to neighboring businesses.